5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran!
James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan Special Road Trip Episode.
I'll start again. Oh, we're in El Rancho. We started the drive yesterday from Austin, Texas, and we drove all the way up to Lubbock. It's where Texas Tech University is, and I only heard about one or two people say it. I cannot for the life of me remember how to say the name of that town. But that was about as far as we could get with the kids in the car on a single day's drive, the home of Buddy Holly. That's where John Denver went to college. It's a wonderful town. We got to see almost none of it. We got to see the Doubletree Hilton, where a splendid autistic night watchman took incredible care of us, gave us cookies and entertained the children. I love him. I love the, if you ever go through Lubbock, Lubbock, whatever that town's called, I cannot recommend enough rocking up at night and getting to hang out with the autistic night watchman. It's a real, if you're at the Double Tree Hilton, great guy. I staked my whole reputation on that. It was a difficult day. We'd set out very late. It was only like a 6-hour drive, and I can usually do more than that in a day, even with the kids in the car. But we set out at 3 p.m. because the car got a flat tire, and we were almost going, well, do we just put it off another day? But if you put it off another day, then the kids get their house messy again. And so we just said, right, we'll just go as far as we can. And we did, and it was a joy. It was a real happiness. Home of Buddy Holly. We listened to some Buddy Holly. On the roller coaster. I hadn't paid much attention to Buddy Holly before, but now I'm sad he died young. What a superstar. And then after that, today, we drove across New Mexico. We're on the precipice of entering into Arizona now. I love New Mexico. When we came into New Mexico, we'd been, driving for a couple of hours, and kids, you know, they want to go to the toilet. You know how they want to go. Do you know how they want to go to the toilet? Some of you don't know that. Some of you think I've hooked my children up to catheters and colostomy bags. But no, they do want to go to the toilet. And there was a Billy the Kid museum. And I'm not a big, I don't know much about the Wild Wild West. But I thought, all right, this is the best place to stay. There's not a lot around. It really reminds me of the Adelaide-Melbourne drive at certain points. I said, all right, well, we'll pull in here. We'll go to the Billy the Kid Museum. And it's a tiny town. We went to the Billy the Kid. I don't think his last name was Kid. We went to the Billy the Kid Museum. And I bet you're thinking, just the way you thought that kids would need to go to the toilet, I bet you're thinking, I bet they've got lots and lots of Billy the Kid stuff at that museum, and probably really only things that are related to Billy the Kid. You'd be wrong. you'd be very wrong. They've got some. They've got at least one. I remember seeing one. They've got his rifle. They've got, well, not, I don't even know if he had it for a long time, but they've got a rifle that he had for at least some time. And I don't think I saw a second thing that Billy the Kid owned, but they had thousands of things. I love the Billy the Kid Museum. I love the Autistic Night Watchman in Lubbock, Lubeck. I love the Billy the Kid Museum that seems to just have the rifle, and then all this other stuff. It's like they started the Billy the Kid Museum, and I talked with the people who ran it. I think it's been in the family since the 1950s. The man's grandfather started it, and now he's got his daughter working there. That's one, two, three, four. Four generations of people working in this Billy the Kid Museum. And, you know, you go in, and at the back of the museum, I don't know how to tell you it all. There's a great, there's Billy the Kid's gravestone replica. You think that's where he, I thought that's where he was buried, because they've got the gravestone. And, you know, I cross myself, say a little prayer for the soul of Billy the Kid, and then there's a plaque next to it, and the plaque says, "This is not where Billy the Kid is buried. This is what the gravestone looks like. It's about 5 miles away." You go, oh, and you go next to it, and there's a, it's like a cell with beautiful old iron bars on it. You go, I'll go in there. We'll take a little photo. Take a little photo in the cell where Billy the Kid, there's a, literally it says on the plaque, "This, we got these bars from a completely different place," and it says down the bottom, "It has nothing at all to do with Billy the Kid." I mean, on your way there, there's some paintings of some guys who played football, a sport that I don't think had been invented at the time of Billy the Kid. There's an SS helmet. There's a Nazi war helmet. That ideology, pretty sure National Socialism, I don't think Adolf Hitler had been born by the time Billy the Kid died. Maybe he had. There's, you know, antique cars. And by antique, I mean, I think they were from the 1950s. And what I love so tenderly about the Billy the Kid Museum is clearly they've started the Billy the Kid. They've gone, we've got the rifle. All right, we know what the gravestone looks like. We can do something that looks like that. How hard is it to bang up some iron bars? All right, so we've got those things. Is this enough for the... Is that enough for a Billy the Kid Museum? But we don't have anything else related to Billy the Kid. And someone goes, "Well, I've got an inkwell." I go, "What?" I go, "Yeah, my, well, my brother, he has a cool looking inkwell. Does it have anything to do with Billy?" "No, nothing. Still, it's nice to look at." "All right, get that in there. Do we have some old guns after and before Billy the Kid's time?" "Yeah, we do." "Them up on a wall." "Right. Now can we do some paintings? Does anyone know how to paint?" "I sort of know how to paint." "All right, you paint. Just paint Billy the Kid over and over again." "What else?" "Nazi war helmet?" "Sure." I mean, there was so much. There was a hearse with a child's coffin in it. An old antique hearse that would have been carried by horses with a child's coffin. There was, my goodness, from the 1950s, there was a stuffed Siamese calf. There was a calf that had been taxidermied that had some... I'll be very quiet until you close the door. As my wife walks into our room in El Rancho. There was a calf that had like 6 legs. Maybe more than that. Might have had like 8 legs. It had 2 legs up on the back. And they said, "Yeah, we. This is a calf." This was a one. It wasn't even a two-headed calf. It was a one-headed calf, and they said it's in pretty bad shape. We took it down in 1994, but this is all on the plaque. But in 1996, people had been complaining for 2 years that we got rid of that. They wanted to take their kids to see the weird calf. So, all right, night. So they just they put it back out. This dilapidated, taxidermied, 7-year-old birth defect calf. Oh, what else? Oh, then we drove on through Albuquerque. and we stopped at a lovely eatery, and I had a pho. Yes, when I think authentic Korean food, I think smack bang in the middle of New Mexico, and it was actually great. It was really great. And oh, and then I went out. I remember I was getting the kids into the car afterwards, and all these people kept walking by, and they were all dressed in like hiking gear, like cool mountaineer gear. And I thought, oh yeah, I guess everyone here dresses like they climb mountains. I guess that's the cool new style. I was sort of bitter about it. And I look at them all in their athletic climbing outfits. That sort of town, sort of hot Portland. And then I noticed that I was parked outside of a climbing gym. So they were all wearing the clothes they wore to the climbing gym. And then I felt a little less bitter about it. And then we drove from Albuquerque, another couple of hours out here, to Gallup at El Rancho. Again, made by, I think, the guy who made... I looked it up. They made Westerns near here. This is where the stars would stay. And I just looked it up, so we got a cheap one. And we're in the family suite. That's what I reserved. It says bridal suite, but it'd be kind of weird for this to be the bridal suite, because in the bit that's designated as the bridal suite, there's two queen beds. How many people are coming with the whole bridal party? You don't want to... I don't think you want a second guy staying in the other bed on your wedding night. Unless you're trying to have some sort of Josephite union. And we got it cheap. It was on one of the booking hotel websites, because we hadn't planned it. And if we had planned it, I never would have... I mean, I would have had us staying in some shunky, modernist... You know, a place with... The best thing to recommend it is the fantastic Autistic Night Watchman. I loved the Autistic Night Watchman. But instead we're here... I mean, imagine if they had... Imagine if El Rancho had an Autistic Night Watchman. Maybe they will. I'll go down and find out. I loved him. He was warm. He was personable. Everybody loved... We'd had a difficult day. We set out so late. I felt like a big failure. Oh, this is the way to see America, by car and stopping along the way with your family. Tomorrow we're going to go to Sedona and see all the Sedona-related rocks, I guess. And then it's on to L.A. We'll see our friend Ruby. If we have time, and I suspect we will, and when will we have this opportunity again? I do wonder. We'll go and see that Grand Canyon. I thought about going to visit the Petite Canyon. The Mediocre Canyon, or even the Pretty Good Canyon, but I think the Grand Canyon. That's the place to go. I'm very, very... I mean, hopefully the... It'll be easier when we're in L.A. We'll hunker down in L.A. for a week or two. I'll try and get down to the Comedy Store and do some gigs. Try to get this family to Disneyland. As we go on this road trip, a much-needed together family road trip type... set up operation. Because you need that. I mean, my poor wife. She's home with these kids all the time. I'm jet-setting out sometimes every week, sometimes twice a week. I've seen... I don't know how many states I've seen in America now. Might be up to 39 with New Mexico under the belt. And, you know, she's seen a lot of Austin and a lot of Steubenville, Ohio. And it's such a joy to me. As she also saw New York, she got to go to New York. And Florida. All right? I'm doing my best. And I really am doing my best out here, doing all this driving, because my wife does not drive. So there's no... If I get sleepy, whoo! Whoo! I have a Red Bull, I have the cold coffee, and persevere. I tell you, one of the things I like about these drive-through towns, these highway towns, these off-the-beaten-track type towns. I guess that is a beaten track, but driving is less beaten than the flyover towns. That's the term I'm looking for. A lot of them are just, you know, stuck in the 90s, stuck in the past. And I love that. I really do. I saw tiles... in a gas station slash fudge dispensary in New Mexico that I haven't seen. The glass, they're like, I used to see them in the 90s all the time, these thick glass tiles. Do you know what I'm talking about? I guess bricks, just big thick pieces of clear glass in a big wall. Oh. Oh, I didn't remember. If you'd said name 100 things from the 90s that you really liked, I wouldn't have remembered those tiles. Loved them. Loved them. And I think the there's a motto here. I think it's the convenience. No, it was the charm of yesterday and the convenience of tomorrow. A place that does not exist in the present at all. It's all the charm of yesterday.
Charm.
The convenience of tomorrow. Convenient. And isn't that the now that one truly wants to inhabit? Because when I think of yesterday, I didn't know that charm was the term I was looking for. Things used to have charm.
The charm.
Applebee's. I've seen pictures of old Applebee's from a time... I don't know if there are any left. Maybe there are. Maybe the Applebee's out here still look like that, but certainly old McDonald's.
The charm.
Old Hungry Jack's, Burger King.
The charm.
Subway. I don't know how much charm it ever had, but the charm of yesterday. That's what I'm all about, sugar. Oh, anyway, hello. Welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. I might update you on... I might go on with this road trip podcast at a later time. Oh, I will say, I've had an idea for a show. It came to me in a dream a few nights ago, and I've been making little notes on it. And it would be a new show that I would tour. I could only do this show... I think at the moment the only place that I could do this show would be Australia, because that's the only place where I'm up to a point with my listeners, and I want to thank all my beautiful listeners here on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. It's the only place where the listeners are high enough where I could conceivably do the show in a theatre, and I could only do this show in a theatre. I'll tell you, and a reasonably sized and well-equipped and well-maintained theatre too. And I won't go into too much detail. I don't want to spoil it. I want to be a little mystique. But I'll give you one word. Harness. I'll give you another couple words. I'm suspended by a harness. And I do stand-up comedy. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I don't want it to. If I talk about it, it might not happen. But one day, maybe sooner rather than later, I think that would be a fun full hour. A full hour suspended in the air. On a harness. Let's not talk of it anymore. Let's not even think about it. I want to thank everybody who went out to the Reddit pages. There's two Reddit pages, r/catamaranho and r/JDFMCP. And they seem to be sort of at war with one another at the moment. I'm not going to pay any more attention to the Reddit pages. I'll only say some people have come out after last week where I said, wouldn't it be good if spontaneously... people started to make little clubs, and I said I can't be involved with the clubs in case I don't want to be liable for someone getting raped at my clubs. And I spoke about it with my wife later, and I said, not a lot of people. For how many listeners we have, not a lot of people are volunteering to set up clubs. And I will say that the people offering to set up clubs tend to be in places where we already have lots of listeners, which you might have expected. There's more people there. There's, even a very small percentage of everybody. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones, more people want to make a club. It follows. And I said, very few people are volunteering to be part of the clubs. And she said, yeah, it sounds awful. She said, it sounds awful. I said, why? She said, would you want to meet up with strangers for a podcast that you listen to? What if you don't get along? I said, yeah. I said, what, they just sit there? They just sit there and meet someone new who's interested in you? It's not appealing. I said, why didn't you tell me you were in the room while I was having this idea? Why didn't you tell me there was a problem with the idea? I was very passionate about the idea. She goes, I didn't know if you wanted me intruding on the other. I said, honey, we've all got to come together. we've all got to come together to make this dream of $500,000 boat ownership come true. So, fine. Also, I spent a lot of time talking about how I was worried people get raped if they... Anyway. I said, well, what can I do to make this work? She said, if there's something for them to do, if there's an action plan, and then people are coming together to do that thing, that might be better. So, we'll think about that. We'll think about things that people could do when they get, you know, I say, everybody come together to do this thing, and then I'll probably let the idea go dormant for a little while, you know, so that people forget the enormous failure of me encouraging a series of splinter groups to pop up in towns across the world. But yeah, if I come up with something for the people to do, that, so definitely in terms of the plans for the catamaran plan, that's one of the underthought, underdeveloped and unsuccessful plans. There have been a couple unsuccessful plans. Very early on in the podcast, I said I'd give people $1. I had like $101 to give away, and I'd give people $1 if they would post an Instagram story or send a message to a group chat about the podcast, the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. And it did, you know, in hindsight, we had about 100 listeners at the time, and about 15 people did it, because it was real early in the pod. And I thought that was a huge failure, that we only got like 15% buy-in. In hindsight, that's great. And if we did that now, that would maybe be really good. Maybe it's just every plan in its time. Maybe it's time to go back to that plan and bring that back. I'm not going to do that now because I'm on a road trip. I'm having a nice time with the family at Sweet El Rancho. El Rancho, home of the stars. In a room that potentially, I mean, who knows what celebrities have been here. I think a member of the Jackson 5 might have died. I think Tito died in this town. God rest your soul, Tito. Any of Tito's remains left out here? Any, you know, Tito's cigarette lighter, Tito's hat? Boy, you want to get them to the Billy the Kid Museum as quick sticks. I love them. Oh, I'm having a great time. I love the road. I love road trips. I love my family. I love you. I'm so full of love. I'm so tired. It is not, sometimes I get super tired and I become flinty and hateful. But today, as the bright neon signs that surround El Rancho intrude upon my curtain, and I will fix that curtain to prevent such intrusions taking place in the future, I tell you right here, right now, right here, right now, I'm a happy boy. I'm very grateful to all of you beautiful James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan fans for making this all possible. Not only possible, necessary. I love you. I miss you. I want you. I need. Is that long enough for a podcast? It's probably not long enough. Would you like to hear a poem? All right, here's a poem. I just tidied it up. I didn't think this one was going to get in the new book of poems, but it might now. I'm not displeased with it. Alas, a beautiful woman has now done slightly too much to her face. It had all been going so well, and now it will never go well again. A doctor broke his vow and has done irreparable harm. For there is no coming back from having had slightly too much done for a beautiful woman face. She wanted to look younger. She doesn't look any age at all anymore. It was my poem about a woman who's had slightly too much done to her face. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you, Miss Owen. You need a camera and hug. Bye.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.